It employed all the acoustic aspect of things, and then the drums, bringing in the drums later, as we'd done before with Gallows Pole, and the actual build of the number. And of course, it's another thing which it does, which you won't find any records doing these days, is that it speeds up on purpose. It speeds up, like an adrenaline flow as well. That's the musical aspect of it. And of course, Robert's lyrics, I mean, that's just the whole thing in itself, isn't it? It's just fantastic.
I don't consider there was anything particularly special about it. The only thing that gives it any staying power at all is its ambiguity. It allows one to develop one's own interpretation. It's a very positive song. Stairway to Heaven, after one very, very well-known line, there's a lady, all that glitters is gold, it's like it's as old as the hills, you know. From that moment on, from just writing that down, there's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's going to get exactly what she wants. And when she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. It's like she can have anything forever, so long as she doesn't have to think about it. And so on, but good will prevail over the whole thing, and logic will reign and all that. And Jimmy and I just sat by the fire. It's a remarkable setting. It really could, I mean, Hawkwind were probably humming in the background.
We all met at this country house in Hampshire called Headley Grange. They'd come back from the Welsh mountains with this chord sequence, guitar intro, and I think a verse, perhaps, maybe more. Literally, I first heard it in front of the roaring fire in the country house. I mean, it's just like you could imagine it. As it seemed to be quiet, I picked up a bass recorder and started the rundown riff, which sort of gave us the intro. And then I moved on to piano and we comped through the next section. And basically, we just put it together section by section. We dubbed on the guitar army, as Page used to call it.